Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Feels like it's been a long time since I came to preach to just the Chinese congregation.
好像已经很长时间我在跟大家讲道。
And it's a privilege to be with you this morning.
所以今天早上很荣幸和大家在一起。
First of all, I want to wish all the mothers here a happy Mother's Day.
首先呢，要祝贺所有这里的母亲呢，母亲节快乐。
And let us now turn to God's Word in Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
那我们现在来读神的话语是传道书第九章。
If you are following along in your own Bibles, maybe it might be hard to find Ecclesiastes.
如果你用自己的圣经话，可能有一点困难找到那个传道书。
Because it's not a common book to read or preach from.
因为这不是一个通常我们讲道者用来讲道的这一卷书。
I admit that even myself, I've only heard one sermon in my life from the book of Ecclesiastes.
对我自己个人而言，在我生命当中呢，我只听过一次传道人呢用这个传道书来讲道。
Sadly, that person started his sermon by saying, that the only good part of Ecclesiastes is Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
这个传道人说在那传道书中最好的那一章节呢是第十二章。
Which is quite a shame because we're missing out on 11 great chapters of the Bible.
因为呢圣经当中的这一章呢讲的不多。
But if turning Ecclesiastes is about the middle of your Bible, just past Psalms and Proverbs.
是在那个箴言书和那个以赛亚书之间。
And this book was written traditionally attributed to King Solomon.
这卷书呢，传统上来讲，把它看作是那个所罗门王所撰写的。
Even though in the book of Ecclesiastes, he just calls himself the teacher.
在那个传道书里面呢，写作的这个作者呢，只把自己称为是一个老师教师。
So let us read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, 1 to 10.
那我们一起来念一下那个传道书第九章一到十节。
So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hand, but no man knows whether love or hate awaits him.
我将这一切事放在心上，详细考究，就知道义人和智慧人，并他们的作为，都在神的手中，或是都在神的手中。
All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them.
或是爱或是恨都在他们前面人不能知道。凡临到众人的事都是一样。义人和恶人都遭一样的事。好人、洁净人和不洁净人、献祭和不献祭的。也是一样，好人如何，罪人也如何，启示的如何，怕启示的也如何。
This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterwards they join the dead.
在日光之下所行的一切事上，有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶。活着的时候心里狂妄，后来就归在死人那里去了。
Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
与一切活人相连的那人还有指望，因为活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。
For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten.
活着人知道必死。死了的人毫无知觉，也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。
Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun.
他们的爱、他们的恨、他们的妒忌早都消灭了。在日光之下所行的一切事上，他们永不再有份。
Go, eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart. It is now that God favors what you do.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐地喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil.
你的衣服当时常洁白，你的头上也不要缺少膏油。
Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days, for this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun.
在你一切虚空的年日，就是神所赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, or wisdom.
凡你手所当所做的事要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
Many people, when they read through the book of Ecclesiastes, think that it's very depressing.
对我任何人来读那个传道书这卷诗书的会感到非常忧郁。
In fact, the whole theme of Ecclesiastes is life is meaningless.
整个传道书的这个主题就是生活是虚空。
He says it all the way back in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2. He says, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utter meaningless, everything is meaningless.
到传道书的第一章第二节开始，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
It sounds very depressing.
就听上去呢，非常郁闷。
But it is so relevant to our lives.
但呢，对我们的生活呢，有很大的相关。
Because in our lives, we all search for meaning.
因为我们整个生命当中，我们都在寻求我们生命的意义。
We all search for significance.
来寻求我们意义的重要性在哪里。
For something to be meaningful in this life.
我们需要寻求我们生活中的生命的意义所在。
And we look for it in different places in life.
我们在我们的生活当中，从不同的地方来寻求这个生命的意义。
Some of us define meaning in life, we choose the path of success.
有些人呢，我们去寻求成功的道路。
Or we choose the path of family.
或者寻求快乐家庭生活的道路。
Maybe what really gives our life meaning is providing a better life for our children.
有些人可能说对我们生命当中更有意义的就是给我们家庭成员有更好的生活。
Or maybe what really gives us meaning in life is getting a better life for ourselves.
或者说呢就是你自己的生命的生活呢有更好的享受，这就是你生命意义的所在。
Pursuing riches,
或者来追求财富
or fame,
或者名望
or relationships,
或者你的那个和其他人的这个关系
or a big house,
或者你想追求有一个大的房子
or a good name for yourself,
或者你自己有一个好的名声
or maybe what really gives your life meaning is you want to do something that people will remember 100 years from now.
或者对你来说，你的生活的意义就是你做一件事情，人家可以记住你100年。
And every choice we make is directed in a path that we think will give our lives meaning.
所以你所做的某一件事都会引向你认为可以对你生活的带来重要意义的那条道路。
And if we don't achieve it, we think further down the line, it's got to be there.
如果没有达到这一步，你希望在你生活的前面的道路上，你应该达到这个目标。
I was listening to the radio one day, and I was listening to a preacher named Rabbi Zacharias.
有一次呢，我在听收音机的那个传道，有一个传道人是Zacharias,
and he was sharing the story of a professional athlete.
他呢跟大家分享一个专业运动员的一个故事。
This athlete had just reached the top of his profession.
这个运动员呢已经达到他运动生涯的那个顶峰。
He worked his way up from the bottom and he achieved the very top of his sport.
他呢从最基本的开始，现在已经获得了他运动生涯当中的最高的成就。
And he was talking to an interviewer.
他呢对一个记者或者访问他的人说。
The interviewer asked him, "What do you wish you had known?"
这个访问者问他，你希望你想知道些什么？原来想知道，后没有知道的。
As he's looking back on his career, now he's at the top. What did he wish he knew?
现在你回想一下你的运动的生涯，你想一下你过去没有知道，现在想知道的是什么？
And he said this very interesting thing.
说了一件非常有趣的事。
He said, I wish someone had told me there's nothing at the top.
我希望有些人会告诉我，过去会告诉我，在你的升在你的顶峰上一无所有。
Here is this man who strove so hard and achieved so much success.
真的是一个人非常努力，获得了巨大的成功。
He was on the path of athletic success.
他呢，在他的运动生涯的成功的道路上。
He felt this is where I'm going to find my meaning for life.
真的，他认为是他要找到他生活意义的所在。
This is where I'm going to find my significance.
他要找到他生活意义的重要点。
And he finally reaches the end of the road.
他最后达到了这个道路的末端。
And he discovers nothing is there.
他结果发现在那里一无所有。
The meaning and significance that he strove for his whole life was not at the end of that road.
他整个生命为之奋斗的这个道路的末端，他要找到的东西并不在那边。
And he wishes someone had come and told him that there's nothing at the end of this road.
他希望过去曾经有人会告诉他，在那个道路的末端一无所有。
Don't bother following this road. What you want is not at the end of it.
不要那个再找麻烦去走这条路，如果你所要的在这个路的末端找不到。
And this is what Solomon is trying to do for us in the book of Ecclesiastes.
这个呢，也就是所罗门在传道书里想要告诉我们的。
On the path that we are going for meaning and significance, Solomon has already gone.
当我们在那个寻找我们生命意义的这条道路上，所罗门王已经都经过了。
And I hope when you go home and you have some time, read through the book of Ecclesiastes.
我希望如果你回家有些时间来阅读一下传道书。
You will see your path in there.
你会发现你的那个道路也在那里。
He had all the riches he could possibly want.
他呢已经拥有了所有他可能得到的财富。
Which is a tough thing to do.
已经很不容易能够拿到。
Because we always think, especially with money, there could always be more.
因为对金钱而言永远不言多。
But King Solomon was someone the Bible describes was so wealthy, he made the nation of Israel, the silver was completely worthless.
他呢在圣经里边讲到所罗门王所在的时候以色列国呢是非常的富有，甚至他们认为那个银子也不值钱。
Imagine being so rich that silver was just like a brick.
如果那个对他们来说太富有了，银子对他来说只像一块砖一样。
You just misplace a whole bag of silver and you're like, it doesn't matter. It's not worth anything to me.
如果把你一袋银子都扔在一边也不会有什么关系，因为对你来说并不值一点东西。
Solomon achieved such a great measure of success.
所以呢，所罗门王已经达到了衡量成功的这样这么大的一个金钱的指标。
He had money.
他有钱。
He had entertainment.
他呢也可以享受娱乐。
He had so many wives.
他呢有很多的美酒。
He had great building projects to make a name for himself.
他得有巨大的宫殿以他的名字来命名的这个宫殿。
Both him and his children were well taken care of.
他和他的后代呢被非常好的照顾。
And yet, toward the end of his life, he can say, everything in life is meaningless.
但是在他生命的晚期，他还是这么讲。生命生活是虚空虚空。
It's as if Solomon is coming back on the path that we are headed.
有时候呢就是所罗门在已经回想我们正在努力向前的这条道路。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, he's coming to us and saying, there's nothing at the end of your path.
在传道书里他要告诉我们，在你这个追求的道路的末端一无所有。
The meaning and significance that you are looking for is not where you are looking for it.
在你追求的这个道路的末端的你的生命的意义的重要点那边一无所有。
So Ecclesiastes is trying to warn us.
所以呢传道书要警醒我们。
And a lot of the book of Ecclesiastes is can make us very uncomfortable.
所以呢传道书里面的很多内容会我们让读起来不舒服。
But this is good.
但这很好。
Just like medicine.
就像那个药一样
We don't want our medicine to taste too good.
我们不想要那些药品吃上去很好吃。
Because if our medicine tastes like candy, we don't feel it's doing anything.
如果你的那个药像那个糖一样甜，你可能认为这个药对你一无是处。
So Solomon is trying to make us uncomfortable in life so that we can be better.
所以呢，所罗门想让我们的生活感到不舒服，这样我们才能够变得更好。
It's the only way we're going to grow.
这也就是唯一的办法，我们能够成长。
It's the only way we're going to mature.
我们能够成熟。
So if life has no meaning, how are we supposed to live our lives?
但是如果生活毫无意义、虚空，那我们怎么来过我们的生活呢？
That is what we are looking at in Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
这就是我们在传道书第九章里面要来分享的。
And as we read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we know Solomon is talking about death.
我们知道在第九章里面呢，所罗门王这里是在讨论分享死亡。
And I know this topic is very uncomfortable for Chinese and Americans as well.
我知道这个讨论死亡不管对美国人对中国人来说都是一个不好的话题。
Because at every opportunity we try to ignore the fact of death.
因为我们抓住所有的机会来那个忽视否认那个死亡。
My parents told me that it was very hard to witness to my grandfather because he didn't want to talk about death.
因为我的那父母曾经跟我讲过，那个对我祖父母来说呢，非常困难，不能跟他们谈那个死亡的事情。
His sentiment was only fools think about death.
因为他的那个整个的不想讲那个死亡。
So somehow, if you think about death, you are inviting death upon yourself.
也就是说呢，好像有这样的说法，如果你谈论死亡，你就等于让死亡来接近你。
And in America, it's the same way.
在美国也这样。
Growing up, all the cartoons completely ignored death.
你生活从小生活当中经历到所有的卡通动漫都对那个死亡忽视死亡这个话题。
And as a young boy growing up, I'd always watch those, you know, very violent cartoons.
作为一个小孩子，我长大以来，在我的成长经历中看到很多非常暴力的那个动漫。
Of course, compared to what's on TV right now, it's not very violent at all.
当然跟现在在电视上那些节目相比较呢，那些动漫呢并不显得很暴力。
But they would have all these fights between the good guys and the bad guys.
他们总会有一些好人坏人之分。
And they're in planes and they're in tanks.
有飞机、大炮、坦克。
And any time an airplane gets shot down and explodes,
当那个飞机被击落那个爆炸的时候，
There's always a parachute.
总会有一个降落伞。
Because no one ever dies in those cartoons.
因为在这些动漫里边没有人应该死亡。
We grew up kind of sheltered from the reality and pain of death.
所以我们生长成长当中呢，我们被保护不接触死亡这个话题。
Even in today's culture we see it, but in a way that is far removed from reality.
所以目前我们这个文化当中呢，尽管我们知道这个事情，但是和我们的现实呢也离得很远。
Like death has nothing to do with us.
好像似乎死亡跟我们毫无关系。
It makes for a good movie, but it's not part of my life.
可能对那个做一个好的影片来说是有必要的，但是对于好的生命来说并不是这样。
But Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 1 to 2 makes it very evident that death is for everyone.
第九章第一到第二节非常清楚地表明对所有人来说死亡都是一样的。
And this is kind of what makes life so unfair to Solomon.
所以这个呢使所罗门王觉得生活生命是多么的不公平。
It doesn't matter whether you're good or bad.
不管你是好人坏人。
Rich or poor.
贫穷富裕。
Wise or a fool.
聪明人愚拙人
Whether you go to church or don't go to church
不管你去教会还是不去教会
Everyone dies
每个人都要死
In fact, it's the great equalizer of where we find meaning in life
这就是我们在寻求生活意义的时候对我们来说整个的是一个公平的
Because if we think our lives have meaning when we have money death makes it all go away
如果你认为你有钱，你的生命就有意义，但是如果你死亡了，那所有的钱就没了。
If we find meaning in life by building up a future for our kids, we don't know what's going to happen after we die.
如果你的生活的意义是为你将来的孩子做很好的准备，但是你死了以后，你不知道将来会发生什么。
They could gamble it all away and live a life even harder than you lived.
他们可能把这钱都花光了，最后生活比你的那个生活更穷困。
Death is the great equalizer in Solomon's eyes.
所以在所罗门的眼里，那个死亡是对所有人来说最平等的一种方式。
But yet we try to ignore it.
但是呢，我们总是竭力想忽视它。
Verse 3 says this.
第三节，第九章第三节讲到。
This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterwards they join the dead.
在日光之下所行的一切事上有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里狂妄，后来就归死人那里去了。
Solomon says there is a 100% chance of death in your future.
所以呢，所罗门说你的将来100%是死亡。
Yet we live like that is not going to happen.
但我们生活着似乎觉得这个永远不会发生在我们身上。
Solomon calls that madness.
所罗门把这称之为一种叫狂妄。
That's insane.
这是一种狂妄。
It's like knowing sometime in your day you are going to get very, very dirty.
就像你知道在生命当中某一个时候你会觉得非常那个肮脏。
You're going to plan your day around that.
但是你呢不断的还是这样过这样是日子。
You're going to wear some clothes in the morning, you don't mind getting dirty.
或者你在生活某一天早上你要穿的衣服你也不会在意穿肮脏的衣服。
And you're going to bring an extra change of clothing with you.
你会带来那个额外的来换你的衣服。
So you'll be prepared.
所以你要做这个准备。
This is what happens in life when you know something 100% chance of happening is going to happen.
这呢就是你的生命当中你会知道100%会发生的事情。
If you see on the news there is 100% chance of rain, you're going to bring an umbrella.
如果你知道你今新闻的天气预报说今天会下雨，你肯定会准备好雨伞。
But yet our lives have 100% chance of death.
但我们生命当中有100%的死亡的可能性。
And we choose to ignore it.
但是我们选择忽视他。
Solomon says, that's crazy.
所罗门说这是非常疯狂狂妄的。
If you read through the rest of Ecclesiastes, you'll see that Solomon says that there is death and there is a judgment to come.
在所罗门所写的传道书里边你全部看到会所罗门会提到生命会死亡最后的那个审判会来到。
100% chance.
有非常确实的100%的可能。
No doubt about it.
毫无疑问。
Yet how do we live our lives?
但我们怎么来过我们的生活呢？
How are we supposed to live our lives with the knowledge that we are going to die?
我们知道我们都会死亡，那么我们怎么过我们的生命呢？生活呢？
And by ignoring it, we are losing out on the great benefit, Solomon says, to life.
如果忽视它，我们就失去了所罗门会跟我们传讲的生命的这个益处。
Verse 5,
第五节。
He says, For the living know that they will die.
活着人知道必死。
That's a very interesting statement.
非常有趣的一个说法。
Yes, Solomon. Okay, you're the wisest man in the world. What's the best thing about life?
所罗门，你是那个世界上最有智慧的人。那么，生命生活当中最有意义的是什么？最好的一面是什么
？He'll say, "You know you die."
他说他会告诉你，因为你知道你会死亡。
And after he gives that, you're thinking to yourself, "Well, I'm definitely not going to invite Solomon to any parties I have."
如果你知道你一定要死亡的话，你就永远不会再去读那个。所罗门王的这个传道书
Because it's going to make everything very depressing and he's just going to be talking about death and meaningless.
因为你会觉得你的生命当中所有一切都非常郁闷因为你到处都是讲着死亡
But the very reason why he calls ignoring death madness is because knowing about death is the great benefit to life.
因为他为什么他把那个忽视死亡称之为我们心理狂妄因为这样呢我们就没有得到知道死亡对我们生命的这个益处
Because knowing you will die means you can change your life
因为知道如果你会死亡你就会改变你的生活
Means you can live your life according to what you know will happen
因为你可以根据你知道可以发生的事情来过你的生活
After you're dead, you can't change the course of your life.
因为一旦你死亡以后，你就无法改变任何你的生命的轨迹。
You can't change your actions.
你没法改变你的那个行为。
That's it.
已经完了。
Solomon says, if you are alive, you have a great hope and a great benefit, TA.
所以如果你还活着，你就有很大的那个机会，很大的益处。
You can live your life in the face of death.
所以你可以面对死亡来过你的生活。
Knowing that death is going to come means you can change what you do today.
知道那个死亡最终会来临，你今天你就会改变你的生活。
So how does he suggest changing our lives?
他建议我们怎么改变我们的生活呢？
How will we live in light of death?
在面对死亡，我们该如何生活呢？
And we might think a life always having that death hang over us would be very depressing.
我们经常认为，如果老是那个死亡的阴影悬在你的生命当中，你会觉得非常郁闷。
That above all people, Christians should be the most dreary and unfun people out there in the world.
那个基督徒呢，在我们世俗当中、生活当中，应该是最那个喜乐的。
But that is exactly the opposite of what Solomon concludes.
这呢，正好是那个所罗门那个正好那个相反认为的。
He gives some suggestions. Verse 7.
他有一些建议第七节。
Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒。
You're still alive. You can enjoy the things of life.
你还是活着，你可以享受你生命中的一切。
I don't know if any of you think the same way I do, but I'm always amazed that food tastes good.
我不知道其他人是不是跟我一样，我总是非常惊奇的那个食品，什么任何食品都是那么好吃。
God could have made food taste however he wanted.
那神呢是让我们的那个食品尝起来都非常好。
He could have made it so that it's just like a vitamin pill we take.
他可以把我们的食品只做成像每天我们就吃一点那个维他命的药片。
Well, this is all that our body needs, and it's contained in a little pill. You just swallow it, and it's okay.
因为这就是我们那个生命的那个生命当中所需求的，吃一小片你就满足你的身体的那个需求了。
But that's not how God designed it.
但神并没有这样的设计。
God, in His infinite wisdom, designed creatures that taste wonderful when you cook them.
因为呢，神的那个创造是多么的奇妙，让我们做食物的时候呢，它吃尝起来多么的美好。
Imagine this, God is creating the whole universe, He's putting the stars in the sky, and the sun and the moon.
想那个神创造了宇宙天地，有太阳，有星星。
And then He also takes the time to create four-legged animals that moo and taste great on a barbecue.
因为他也创造了很多那个动物，让我们在做那个野餐的时候，烧烤的时候呢，这些肉是多么的美味。
Anyways, maybe that's just me.
那可能这只是我这么想了。
But I'm very amazed that God made food taste great.
但是我非常喜悦神把那个食品的设计做得那么好。
Praise God for good tasting food.
感谢神，赞美神给我们那么好的美味的食品。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Secondly, verse 8.
第八节。
Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil.
你的衣服当时常洁白，你的头上也不要缺少膏油。
We might think that a life lived in light of death looks depressing.
因为我们知道这个面对死亡生活肯定会比较郁闷。
And people in those days that were in mourning would wear ashes on their body and sackcloth.
当时那些在哀哭的这个那些人的时候，他们身上的衣服都很肮脏。
But what Solomon suggests is the exact opposite.
但所罗门这里所建议的正好相反。
He says always be dressed in white.
他总说冰滴异常要衣着清洁洁白
Nice clean clothes
要把衣服穿得非常干净洁漂亮
Forget the ashes
不要忘了那些灰尘
Don't look like you're already 10 feet in the grave
不要好像你看已经下到坟墓近十尺了已经进坟墓了
Wear nice clean clothes
穿着那个非常漂亮的衣服
Dress like you're going to a party
就像你要去参加一个聚会一样
Solomon is saying, in essence, have an attitude of joy.
所以所罗门这里所建议就是有一个享受快乐的那个态度。
Right? Don't act like you're going to a funeral, act like you're going to a party.
不要想好像你要去参加一个葬礼，而要穿着打扮像去参加一个聚会。
Wear white and always anoint your head with oil.
经常呢，在你的头上的抹一些膏油。
Of course, this is not something we often do, put oil on our heads.
那我们现在不会经常把那个膏油放到我们头上。
But in the ancient days, that was how they freshened up.
那当时在古代的时候呢，是把人的几个精神面貌弄得好一点。
Right, so you know you're gonna die.
你知道你会死亡。
Have an attitude of joy.
但是要有一个愉快的心态。
Dress well.
穿着整齐漂亮。
Be freshened up.
要精神面貌状态好。
Have an outward expression of your inward joy.
再有那个内心的快乐，外在的喜悦。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Enjoy life with your wife whom you love all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun.
在你一生虚空的年月，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日。
Enjoy your wife.
和你的妻子配偶享受生活。
Find joy in your spouse.
和你的妻子所爱的妻子快活度日。
If God gives you a spouse, enjoy that person.
如果神给你个配偶，好好的和他一块过日子。
It's not something you usually need to tell newlyweds, but usually for those of us who have been married a long time, we need this reminder.
对我们这些那个已经结婚多年的来说，要不断的提醒自己。
That person God has given you has been given you for joy.
神呢给你这个人是让你享受生活的，快活度日。
All these things, Solomon is saying joy, joy, joy.
所以所有所罗门这里所讲的就是要那个快活、快乐。喜乐。
Knowing 100% chance we are going to die should lead to a life filled with joy.
所以尽管知道我们要 100% 的可能性我们都会死亡，但是我们要过一个喜乐的生活。
Now we may ask Solomon, how do you get to that conclusion?
我们会问所罗门，你怎么会得到这个答案呢？
In fact, isn't Solomon, didn't you say all the way back in the beginning of Ecclesiastes that all life is meaningless?
是不是在那在传道书的一开始，所罗门就不断的在那边宣讲，虚空虚空。
Now it seems Solomon, you're saying all the meaning of life is to enjoy life.
这里似乎所罗门王在讲，所有的生活的意义在于享受生活，喜乐。
But that's actually not what Solomon's saying.
但这并不是所罗门所要表达的。
Look through the whole passage, and he always says, all this joy.Is from God.
在所有这些章经节里边，他都是想说明所有的喜乐都是来自于神。
That food that tastes good is from God.
能够那个享受的那个美妙的食物是来自于神。
That drink that's refreshing is from God.
能够让你精神状态良好的那些饮料也是来自于神。
That good clothes and that you know ability to be clean that's from God.
你的穿着整洁的衣服也来自于神。
Your spouse is from God.
你的配偶也是神赐予你的。
All that is a gift from God.
所有这些都是神给你的礼物。
That's not where we find meaning.
这就是我们这不是我们所要找到的那个生活的意义。
Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that what God does...is eternal.
所罗门王在传道书里说，神所作为的、所作所为都是永恒的。
That is to say, where God is lies all the meaning and significance for our lives.
所以呢，神呢给我们所有生命当中所有的生命的意义和重要。
Our lives are meaningless.
我们的生活是虚空。
They're so short.
但我们缺乏。
And death is at the end of it.
我们非常明确死亡是最后的结局。
There's no meaning inside.
所以在其中没有任何意义。
But Solomon says, God has that meaning.
所罗门告诉我们，神给我们这个意义，生命的意义。
All that meaning, all that significance, all that fulfillment can only be found in God.
所有你的生命当中的意义、重要性和所有的成就都可以从神那里得来。
So in the light of death, we live lives not to find meaning.
所以在那个在那个死亡的阴影下，我们生活并也能找到生命的意义。
Because as Solomon has said, it's not there.
我们自己的生命当中没有意义，因为所罗门告诉我们，它不在那里。
The reason why our lives now should be filled with joy is because our meaning is in God.
我们生活当中能够所有这些喜乐，都是因为神给予我们这个生命的意义。
When Christ came and died for us, He brought us that meaning, that ability for fulfillment in God.
当耶稣基督在十架上被钉死的时候，神就带给了我们这个成就我们生命意义的这个能力。
He came and He broke our need, our desire to find meaning in our own lives.
他把我们自己来寻找自己生命当中意义的这个道路阻绝了。
To do by our own power and own ability that which only God can do.
只有那个神给我们这个能力才能达到。
I don't know if you've ever watched the July 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
我不知道大家是不是看那个7月4号的那个吃那个乐狗的那个竞赛。
They only have a short amount of time to eat as many hot dogs as they possibly can.
因为在很短的时间里，那个参赛者呢要吃那个很多那个热狗。
And I can't even eat in a whole year what they eat in those like 12 minutes.
我整个一年吃的都没有他们那个在12分钟里吃的那么多。
But why do they eat those many hot dogs?
为什么他们吃那么多那个热狗呢？
Because they're trying to win.
因为他们想那个赢得比赛。
They're trying to succeed.
他们想成功。
It's a competition.
是一个竞赛。
But do you think they enjoy those hot dogs?
我不知道他们是不是你认为他们喜欢吃那些热狗吗？
I don't even know whether you can taste that many hot dogs going down your throat.
我根本不知道你能够吃多少那个喜欢吃多少那个热狗。
That is why our lives are to be filled with joy and not depression.
所以呢，我们的这个生活呢，要充满的喜乐，而不是郁闷。
Because in Christ we realize our lives is not a competition.
因为在耶稣基督里，我们知道我们的生活并不是竞赛。
Our meaning and significance does not lie within our own lives.
我们的那个生命的意义重要点，并不取决于我们自己的生命。
It's with God.
是因为取决于神。
And if this life is not a competition for meaning and significance, we can enjoy it.
如果我们的生活并不是一场竞赛，生命不是一场竞赛，我们就可以喜乐享受我们的生活。
So those people that are trying to find significance in their lives, they're eating away all that food and trying to stuff it in as fast as they can.
像那些要追求生命意义的人，他们吃很多的那个热狗，就是为了赢得那场竞赛。
Solomon says we are supposed to be, you know, next to them, just taking our own sweet time and enjoying that hot dog.
所罗门告诉我们，只要站在他们旁边，尽我们所能享受那些热狗就可以了。
And we're just looking over at them and we're just enjoying.
就看着他们，我们自己来享受我们自己吃的那个热狗，太好吃了。
We can enjoy life because that's what God has given us as a gift.
我们可以享受我们的生命，神给予我们这个生命。
And knowing that it will end just means that what we have this gift is just for a limited time only.
最后我们得到的神的这个礼物是在有限的时间里的。
So we should enjoy it while we can.
所以尽你的可能来享受你所拥有的。
As a gift from God.
把它看作是神给你的这个礼物。
Knowing that our meaning is elsewhere, it's with God.
知道我们生命的意义在其他的地方是在神那里。
And that's what leads to a life of joy instead of a life of depression.
这样呢，我们就能过一个有意义的享乐的生活，而不是一个忧郁的生活。
But Solomon also tempers this enjoyment with work.
当然，那个所罗门也告诉我们，这种生命的享受是有一定的工作要做的。
Verse 10,
他在这里第十节讲到。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom.
凡你手当所做的事要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
This calling to enjoy life is not a calling to a life of ease.
那个给我们这个呼召让我们享受生活，并不是让我们过一个容易的生活。
It's a call to enjoy everything that God has given, but also to be productive.
所以呢，是要我们呼召我们来享受神给我们的一切，但是呢，我们也要努力工作。
Jesus says the same thing in the Gospels.
耶稣在福音书里边也提到。
He says, we must work the works of him who sent me while we still have time.
趁着白日我们必须做那差我来做的工。
He describes it, work while it is day, for night is coming when no one can work.
当黑夜到的时候呢，没有人能做那工了。
Knowing that death is coming, knowing that our life is short, means there are things to do here, right now, today.
知道我们的生命最终是结果是死亡，我们的生命是短暂的，我们要有很多工作要做。
And these are things that we are not going to do in glory.
这些东西我们做了才能够在那个荣耀当中。
There are plenty of things that we will continue to do in heaven.
在天国我们有更多的很多的事情要继续来做。
We will continue to worship.
我们要继续来敬拜。
We will continue to praise God.
来那个祷告赞美主。
We will continue to grow in the knowledge of God because He is infinite.
我们要在神的无限的神里面不断的那个成长。
But there are things that we will not be doing in heaven.
但是在天国也有些事情我们无法做的。
Once we get to heaven, it will be too late to tell people about Jesus.
一旦你到了天国，你就太晚告诉其他人有关天国的事，有关耶稣基督的福音。
It'll be too late.
因为太晚了。
So part of being productive is not only glorifying God through your work that God has given you.
所以呢，努力工作并不是来来彰显神的荣耀。
Right, and we are supposed to do our work to the best of our abilities.
我们要根据我们的能力来做我们最好的工。
So that when other people see the work we do, they are to give praise to Father, our Father in heaven.
当其他人看到我们所做的工，他们就会把敬拜赞美来给我们的天父。
But the other work we are to be doing is kingdom work.
另外我们要做的这个工作是天国的工作。
As we watch our neighbors and our friends that don't know Christ, they're running this race and trying to dig in and find meaning and significance.
但看到我们的邻居朋友，他们不知道耶稣基督，不断的在那条那个竞赛的道路上走的时候，要找到他们生活的这个重心意义。
They're trying to find all their lives' meaning in money.
他们想从他们的在那个金钱当中找到他们生命的意义。
In relationships.
从他们的这个社会关系里面。
All the things that should be God's.
所有这些呢，应该是神给予的。
Who's going to tell them?
谁来告诉他们呢？
Solomon has come back through the Bible to tell us the path you're on is not the path of meaning.
所罗门通过圣经里告诉我们，你所正在走的这条道路并不是生命的道路。
That's what God is for.
就是神让他告诉我们的。
But who's going to tell your non-Christian friends, co-workers, family?
但谁来告诉你那些不是基督徒的朋友同事呢？
Are they going to read through the book of Ecclesiastes?
他们会来读那个传道书吗？
Probably not.
可能不会。
Before they get to the book of Ecclesiastes, they're going to get to you.
在他们读传道书之前，他们先得来找到你。
It's our responsibility to say,The path you're on, it doesn't lead to where you want to go.
是我们的责任来告诉他们，你所在走的这条道路上，是你无法得到你所要的。
There's nothing at the end of your road.
在这条道路的末端一无所有。
The end of that road is only death.
在这个道路的末端只是死亡。
And judgment.
和最后的审判。
Right now where you live, you have the chance to choose the narrow path.
在现在你生活的这个，你现在活着，你还有这个机会来选择这条狭窄的道路。
You have a chance to find all your meaning and significance in God, in Christ.
你还有机会可以来寻求或在神里面的这个生命的意义。
Find your significance in God.
找到在神里面找到这个意义。
Get off that rat race. Get out that competition.
来不去做那些竞争竞赛
so you can rest and enjoy the gifts that God has given you.
所以你可以安息来那个享受神给予的这个快乐。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom of Solomon.
我们敬爱的天父，感谢你给我们所罗门王的这个智慧。
Lord, we know that you have given your word to instruct us.
已经把你的道给我们，让我们来讲述。
Lord, we pray that you would forgive us for trying to find meaning to our lives in what we do.
神，我们祷告你来原谅我们，我们想寻求自己的道路，生命中的意义。
Lord, you know how easy it is to try to find all our life significance in money.
我们知道在我们所有人多么容易能够转向从追求金钱来找到我们生命的意义。
Lord, help us to learn the lessons from Ecclesiastes.
主来帮助我们从传道书当中学到其中的教训。
Help us to put all our meaning and significance in your hands.
让我们把我们生命中所有的意义来交托在主你的手里。
You are the only one whose works are eternal.
你呢是给我们所有的永恒的。
You are the only one who does things that last.
你是所有做所有的永恒的事的。
You are the only one who could send his only son, Jesus Christ.
你是把你的儿子耶稣基督差遣给我们。
With an effect so powerful, it has the power to redeem those who believe not just when Jesus was around, but even 2,000 years later today.
他所带来巨大的能力，不仅在耶稣基督在世的时候，在他不在的两千年以来一直有强大的这个能力。
And so it will be for all of eternity until we see you in glory.
所以我们能够得到这个永恒，直到最后见这个荣耀。
Help us to live lives knowing that we one day will not be on this earth.
让我们过这个生活，我们知道有一天我们不在这个世上。
Lord, help us to invest in the things that are eternal.
让我们能够在永恒的事上投资。
Help us to enjoy the gifts that you have given us.
让我们能够享受你给我们的礼物。
And Lord, help us to be faithful and obedient to your calling to do your work.
让我们能够非常诚实的来遵守你给我们的呼召。
Show us the work that we need to be doing.
给我们世人显示我们所做的。
Let us be all about your work, just like Jesus was about his Father's work.
就像我们做我们的工作，就像耶稣基督做他的父神的工作。
Lord, give us that work, not only that work, but also a sense of urgency, Lord.
不仅给我们这个工，而且让我们有这个做工的紧迫。
For night comes when no one can work.
当黑夜降临，就没有人能够做那工了。
And death comes, and no one else can make a different decision in life.
当死亡来到时候，没有人在他的生命当中的做任何其他的决定。
So help us, we pray.
帮助我们祷告。
In the Spirit and in the Son's holy name, we pray.
在那个圣为圣灵祷告。
Amen.
Amen.